Chapter 1
Boo! RJ shouted into the phone. Rebecca, who was on the other end, jumped.
RJ! She growled.
Stop trying to scare me. I told you, I'm too old for Halloween.
Ah, Rebecca, Halloween is the best time of year,
RJ insisted sternly.
You're not too old for it yet.
I, of course, am too old for it. But you should still have fun.
I am going to have fun, Rebecca said sternly. Mouse and I are going to have our own party, with lots of candy, lots of cheese, and no costumes.
Well, that does sound like fun, RJ laughed.
So why don't you come? Rebecca suggested hopefully. It had been a while since she had seen her older cousin. He was her mentor when it came to detective work, but he was also just a lot of fun to be around.
That sounds great, RJ replied. Since I'm too old for Halloween, I don't have much to do. I'd love to come to the party.
They made plans to have Rebecca's mom pick him up for the weekend. The next day, when RJ arrived, Mouse and Rebecca were there waiting for him.
Happy un-Halloween, Rebecca said happily.
Un-Halloween? RJ said with a short laugh. What's that?
It's Rebecca's idea, Mouse said with a playful roll of his eyes. She's decided she's far too old for Halloween, so our party is an un-Halloween party.
RJ narrowed his eyes as he studied his cousin. He looked very serious.
Rebecca, I have just one question for you, he said sternly.
Rebecca arched a crimson eyebrow.
What's that?
She asked.
Will there be candy?
RJ asked, saying each word very clearly.
Of course there will be candy, Rebecca laughed out loud.
And cheese, Mouse piped up.
Sounds good to me. Bring on the un-Halloween party, RJ said cheerfully.
Mouse, did you invite your friends?
Rebecca asked as they walked into the living room. Mouse knew that Rebecca was talking about the other members of his secret club.
Yes, I did, he frowned. But they're all going trick-or-treating.
Kids, Rebecca said and waved her hand. I got us some really spooky movies. She pointed to the stack of DVDs on the coffee table.
And I got popcorn,
Rebecca's mother called from the kitchen. RJ plopped down on the couch.
Sounds like a great party, he said happily.
They settled in for what they expected would be an evening of watching movies. It wasn't long before the first knock on the door came.
Trick or treat!
A chorus of voices called out. Kids, Rebecca giggled and tossed some popcorn in her mouth.
Rebecca, can you get that, please?
Her mother called out from upstairs.
Sure, Mom.
Rebecca paused the movie and trudged to the door. When she opened it, she tried to act scared.